Good afternoon and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Gray, and in today's show, we'll be talking about conscious compassionate awareness. We'll be taking your calls and we'll be responding to your email questions. So keep it tuned here to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio.
Hey, got a marketing department? Outsource it. Electronic Theater, a full-service multimedia ad agency, will animate your business. Still stuck with paper? Go digital. Engage your prospective clients with dynamic media, including voice, animation, video, music, and even virtual tours. Your interactive presentation illustrates who you are and what you do. Whether it's projected onto screens, handed out on CD with auto web link, or streaming from your website, multimedia will grab your client's attention and keep it there. Electronic Theater makes it simple. We are knowledgeable, experienced, friendly professionals, and surprisingly affordable. So get your message out to the world. Electronic Theater, spotlighting your business. Check out our services and low CD replication pricing at electronictheater.com or call us at 760-436-8449.
Wherever you are, you deserve World Spa, a day spa for both men and women specializing in Western therapies with age-old Eastern techniques. All World Spa providers are professionally licensed specialists in their fields. We provide spa treatments for all schedules, from as little as 30 minutes to all-day programs. World Spa also has a spiritual library where you can relax and enjoy our collection of books, videos, and audio tapes. World Spa is open 7 days a week by appointment and features a variety of special treatments, spa services, facials, exfoliation, and much more. We also offer products such as beauty and skin treatments, health drinks, herbal teas, and food supplements. World Spa also accommodates groups of five or more so you can make it a full and special day. Come enjoy the World Spa difference. Call us today at 619-624-0506 or visit us on the web at www.worldspas.org.
Have a question or comment? To speak to our show hosts or guests during the live show, call in toll-free in North America, 877-514-7300.
And from elsewhere in the world, call 001-858-277-1444.
Good afternoon and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber. I'm your host, Michael Gray. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Michael.
How are you this beautiful afternoon?
Oh, loving life.
Loving life.
Yes, I've been, today I've had on one of those Life is Good t-shirts.
Yes.
And every time I would look down at that little fellow, I would just say, you are so right.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lucky human.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And yourself?
I'm good. And for some reason, as you were talking, I was just thinking about that notion that there's no dress rehearsal for life.
Mm-hmm.
There's just life, and it comes up, and here it is, and here we are.
And we get to either participate fully and enjoy it as much as we possibly can, or we miss it. And those are kind of our only two choices.
Yes, yes.
But at least in this tradition, there's no notion of anything other than that. So it's not, it's not a Zen awareness practice is not supportive of any ideas of, so you do a really, what you consider to be a really good job at being the person you should be in this lifetime, and then something awaits you, a reward for that or punishment if you didn't do a really good job. You know, this Zen awareness practices, you do this and you have this and that's it.
Yes.
There's rebirth, but it's not going to be you. So,
yes.
Might as well participate as fully and enjoy it as much as one possibly can.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And one way that people can do that is through the 4th annual Golden Gate Bridge Walk.
That is so true. That is so true. And this year, of course, we're having it on Saturday, which I think is a first, isn't it?
It sounds like it. Yeah.
I think it's always been on Sunday, so that's very fun. Now, for me, the weekend is really action-packed, and I'll tell you what I'm doing that makes it so. On Thursday and Friday, I get to fly to Tucson. Well, I just fly there on Thursday and back on Friday to participate briefly. I wish I could participate for the whole weekend in an organization called the Social Venture Network, which is a marvelous, marvelous group of people who are socially responsible entrepreneurs and business people.
Yes.
And so they are a fun, kind of pretty awake, doing really amazing things in the world group of people. So I get to participate with them for a couple of days and then fly back, do the bridge walk, and then Saturday night and Sunday I get to participate with the Center for Attitudinal Healing.
It's wow.
Gerald Jampolsky's 80th birthday, and there's quite a big celebration of him and all of the contributions that he's made, and so I get to go participate in that. And I mention these things because I think they're open to people who would like to participate there. I don't know about the Center for Attitudinal Healing, to tell you the honest Pete truth, but
yes.
I do know that people have received notification about that event because they've said, oh, I see you're going to participate in that. So I can only guess that unless it's a very special mailing list, people can go and enjoy that as well. So
great.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a big weekend of fun.
Sounds fabulous. Mm-hmm. So a little Google searching might put people in the right place for
the Social Venture Network, Center for Attitudinal Healing, just marvelous, marvelous human beings.
Great. And I have good news, Sherry.
What's that?
We have a call-in talk show, and we have a caller.
Isn't that just...
It's a good match.
It's a good match.
I'd like to welcome Catherine from St. Louis. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you?
Doing well, and yourself?
I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, and that's
very much
the best.
Enjoying your conversation with Michael.
That's the best person to enjoy, though, isn't it?
Yes. Well, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
when
true.
You're enjoying yourself, the odds are really good that you're going to be enjoying everyone and everything else.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm calling to report on my work experiment. I called in a couple of weeks ago considering an early retirement buyout at my company, and your recommendation was to spend 1 week, I'm definitely staying, and then the next week I'm definitely leaving,
mm-hmm.
and kind of look at what came up. And what I finally, what has come up is that I really... there are a lot of things I like about my job,
uh-huh.
but I don't have a really good relationship with myself at work.
Ah, once again, that enjoying myself.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy myself at work.
Yeah, exactly. And I find that on the one hand, I'm a copy editor, so the copy editor part of my personality comes to work and does her thing and seems to really like that. And there's another part who's constantly clock-watching, who wants to get out of here as soon as possible.
Oh,
and
it's too bad because the copy editor likes being there.
Right. Uh-huh. And a lot of conditioning, finding fault-finding with other people and with me. And
could we say just standard garden variety self-hatred, trying
yeah.
to ruin your good time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, I hadn't thought of that, that somebody really does like it here, some part of me, and it's the good time is ruined.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of, I think that may be what's going on.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then we can suspect that if you went somewhere else and did something else, that same person would be there, or that
mm-hmm.
same whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. Trying to ruin your good time there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah, and plus, the copy editor might not get to really enjoy her contribution to the world by.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how important copy editors are. And all kinds of editors are very essential people to have. Yeah. Well, that's very, very good to see, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's very good to see. And I'm kind of watching for, I was about to say, I'm wondering if there's a part of me who could really have some fun and just really get into joy at work. And I guess there is, or I wouldn't be looking for her. But I kind of that kind of feels like what's missing.
And do you think the copy editor would be that person if there weren't somebody kind of peering over her shoulder all the time and putting a wet blanket over everything?
It could be.
If she's
yeah.
got to go there and just love what she does and enjoy the environment and the people and all of that, it
mm-hmm.
might be a joyful experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it might be helpful to talk to this person who is so critical, and, you know, if it is who we suspect it is, well, you know, it won't be a particularly meaningful conversation, but it
mm-hmm.
might be about what are the chances that person would go away and leave this copy editor to do what she enjoys doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then for whatever other period of time, that person, you know, you could give that person a period of time to do what she likes to do. Now, if it's self-hatred, of course, she's not going to want to do anything because
mm-hmm.
self-hatred just wants self-hatred.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is somebody who says, well, yeah, but I'd like to do something more active or I'd like to do something more social, okay, well, then let's figure out a way to meet those needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good point. Something that's coming up is that I am aware that the clock watcher wants to get out of here, get home, and so she can go unconscious is how I talk about it, read a book mm-hmm. or just kind of escape, sort
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
That, and so there's not like a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
Just that looks to me like a better idea to
so
go do something else.
So, again, that's pointing toward this is self-hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Just you're there at work, copy editor is happy, you're present. You know, conditioned mind, self-hatred, the folks on that end of the continuum are not thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so get somewhere,
mm-hmm.
get unconscious, do something, talk you into something that you're going to feel bad about, take the good time away from you, and then beat you up for not having, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
their kind of realm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keeping me kind of a place where I'm always looking for my day off or always looking for time off.
Right.
And then time off comes and it's not any fun either because
it's looking for something else to make you
yeah.
happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that might be kind of a real secret to this,
mm-hmm.
right? Just the when that starts in. No, I'm having a good time here. I'm enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I'm not looking forward to leaving. I'm having a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
And I get paid for this. I get paid to have a good time. Come on. It doesn't get any better than that.
That's right.
Now I'm not actually looking forward to unconsciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. That
great.
That was pretty simple and straightforward, huh?
Yeah, and it was very helpful, the 2 weeks of
good.
Staying and late, coming and going.
Well, you know, what was helpful is that you did the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the secret to the whole thing. You actually did the exercise. You didn't let conditioned mind just put you through some kind of a fakey little, okay, well, I'll make an attempt, but I'm actually going to keep doing the same thing that I've
mm-hmm.
always done. And, you know, and then, of course, that wouldn't have worked. So you obviously threw yourself into it with some enthusiasm, and you actually then got the results that
mm-hmm.
that is illuminating for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's excellent.
Right, and I'm the new shop steward.
Oh!
So somebody kind of totally else emerged.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Too, so. And that's, I'm enjoying that.
Well, good. So not only enjoying the work, but even bringing enthusiasm to other aspects rather than just what you're hired to do. That's great.
Right. So thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for the report.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye, Michael.
Bye. Thanks for joining us, Catherine. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. If you'd like to join our conversation today, the phone lines are open. You can reach us toll-free at 877-514-7300. If you're abroad, if you're not in the States, you can reach us at 001-858-277-1444. And if you want to email us your questions, you can reach us at openair@livingcompassion.org. And speaking of email, Sherry, I have one here.
All right.
Sherry and Michael, how fortunate we are to have this medium of open air. My Sangha travels with me wherever I go. Today I was able to listen to the archive of September 22nd. When Cecilia called in to ask about meditation, I was wondering the same question, but knowing that it wasn't what I should be doing, I didn't want to admit that it seems I have a goal in meditation. Isn't that the perfect example of monkey mind? And then, during Sherry's response to Cecilia, I realized that's it. That's where I can see the illusion of a separate self, that watcher, the evaluator. And then, when Sherry said, we have that whole series of Zen responses, ah, yeah, is that so? I laughed so hard all by myself and realized I am not all by myself and I am not separate. Oh, Sherry and Michael, thank you, thank you. My question is simple. How do I support the work of this show? From one of our listeners.
Wow. That's very nice, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Yeah. It's a funny thing doing this show because, we're here every week and people call in and we get great moments like those referred to and like the last caller, you know, where it feels like, wow, it's working. We've got a Sangha, you know, there's a community of people. We don't know everybody who's out there, but you know, there's this feeling that it's benefiting somebody.
Yeah.
So getting that kind of feedback is wonderful. It's very heartening.
Yeah.
And of course, supporting the show is you could speak probably more to that than I could. That one of the great ways, of course, is donating.
Yes.
Yeah, because, as I'm fond of saying, people will say, well, can I, I'm a religious person. I've always got my hand out. You can always donate to me, and I'll find a good place to spend it.
Yeah.
So if people like spending some of their hard-earned money on supporting this conversation, then maybe you can speak to how that might happen best.
Yes. Well, the best way that I can think of is to go to the Living Compassion website, which is www.livingcompassion.org. And there are several buttons there. I think there's one on the bottom of the homepage, the splash page, that says donate.
Uh-huh.
And you go there. And
and people can actually say it's for open air.
They can say it's for open air.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can say that this work in general, all of it sounds great. And wherever you think it's best to put the money, we trust you to do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And if somebody has a business that they would, or whatever, they would like to announce, we can be sponsored in that way. And I think that information is also available.
Yes. On the Living Compassion website, there's a page there for the Open Air radio show. And there's information about sponsoring Open Air, and you can talk to all of these wonderful people about your wonderful products or services and reach a really great group of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had forgotten that aspect, so thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, and thanks to the writer for giving us an opportunity to talk about that.
Yes. And there is.
Otherwise, we're in that uncomfortable position of saying, now, if you're enjoying this, you send in those cards and letters and make sure those letters have checks in them. And, we don't like to do that.
Yeah.
But it is very kind when people think of it and want to contribute in that way as well.
Yes. And it occurred to me that there's another way to support this show, and it's something that you often talk about, which is participation.
Yeah.
Which is calling us up and talking about how you see life.
Mm-hmm. Because, as the writer of that email said, it was what the work that somebody else was doing that was
yes.
so meaningful to her.
Yes.
And that's what always happens with us. That's why we get together to do this. Something is going on with me, and maybe I'm not really clear about it. I'm not sure what it is, and then somebody else starts talking, and they're talking about what's going on with me. And
yeah.
it's this magical process. I mean, we hear that all the time. People will come to a group discussion. They never say a word, and they leave, and everybody who has spoken spoke for them.
Yes.
And it is a magical process, and it's also based in the fact that we're all pretty much exactly alike, even though we think we're so unusual and our problems are just so different from everybody else. And everybody else, my favorite, you know, everybody else really has it together. And I'm the only one who doesn't. And then people start talking, we go, wow. It's not, wow, there's something really wrong with you. It's, wow, maybe I'm not so unusual after all.
Yes, yes.
Which is a nice thing to get.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience, and for me, a wonderful practice. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. We're going to break here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be back with you very soon. In the next segment of Open Air, we'll be continuing our conversation on conscious compassionate awareness, taking your calls and responding to your email questions. So keep it tuned here, and we'll be back with you in a couple of minutes.
Are you a health-conscious, motivated mom who wants to work part-time from home? Do you want to enhance your family's income, get out of debt, experience financial freedom, create a flexible schedule, set your own hours? These benefits are available to top performers of this 34-year-old, solid, stable company. www.lisastafford.com. Achieve personal wellness goals and make a difference in the lives of others. Receive coaching from the top achievers at this company. For more information, go online, lisastafford.com.
How much time each day do you spend managing your personal or business calendar? 15 minutes, a half an hour, maybe more. Is the conference room available for next week's meeting? And how many people do you have to ask to find out? Have you ever misplaced or, worse yet, lost your day planner or handheld device? And what do you do about that missing information? Do you own or operate a salon or carpet cleaning business? How about a realty office or any one of 1,000 other service-based organizations? Can your customers make their appointments even when your office is closed? If any of this sounds familiar, then Schedule Online is the solution for you. For more information, call toll-free 888-668-3355. That's 888-668-3355. Or visit us online at www.scheduleonline.com.
If you want to live a healthier lifestyle naturally, visit wellnow.ca, an all-Canadian quality resource. We provide the information and knowledge you need to make your best choices. Wellnow.ca gives you access to natural products and solutions, lifestyle services, and licensed health practitioners. Our free monthly newsletter delivers healthy living tips, articles, and expert opinions. Become empowered. Go to wellnow.ca today.
Interested in advertising on any of our shows? Please click the advertise link on the homepage or send an email to ads@worldtalkradio.com. Or you can click on the sponsor this show link on any of the show pages.
Welcome back. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Phone lines are open here, so give us a call toll-free in North America at 877-514-7300. Sherry, I have an email question here.
All right.
Hi, Michael and Sherry. I've just discovered this wonderful resource of the Open Air Archives. Being on the other side of the world, in London, this is a great way to connect via the Internet. I'm noticing a growing addiction in myself to casual sex. My experience of addiction goes like this, like two sides of a coin. I want it and I don't want it. Do it and don't do it. Of course, it's not just the voices of temptation and recrimination. There is a whole body sensation of lust. It's a full-on temptation that colludes with guilt and shame. As part of this self-hate racket, another voice says, well, just discipline yourself not to succumb to the desire and save yourself the recriminations of guilt and shame. Logical, but this doesn't seem to work, and I'm set up to fail each time the cycle repeats. I feel increasingly pathetic because the truth is I want to follow this desire that leads to suffering, and I wish it didn't arise at all. I want to be free of it. I'd greatly appreciate any insight on this topic of addiction. From a listener in London.
Wow. Well, this is such amazing timing. We're at the monastery this week. We're doing precepts.
Yes.
And we our third thing that we look at, we were laughing that, you know, no matter how many times we say these precepts, we can't remember. It's like the alphabet. I have to say them all. But I think it's number three, not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct.
Yeah.
We got stuck there, you know. It was such a lively discussion, and somebody said, you know, we could just talk about this the whole week, and then we agreed that, you know, or the whole year or whatever it is. It's just such a big thing in human beings' lives. And so it seems to me that the writer is really on the right track here.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of awareness about the two sides of the duality and about being set up.
Yeah.
Sex is it's just one piece of content. People get set up that way all the time with food. Now, people might say, well, but food, you know, that's not that big. You just need to grab your willpower or whatever it is. But when I work with people, and especially in email classes, the level of suffering that exists in people's lives because they are unable to say no to those voices of temptation.
Uh-huh.
Just unable to go up against the conditioning and be successful. And in the same way, they know that they're going to get a hideous beating afterwards, but the being convinced is so relentless that that before long they succumb, and there they are. In the retreat discussion, we were looking at what is it? You know, what is it exactly? Now we break things down into pretty microscopic pieces.
Yes.
And so it's, you know, what is that exactly? What is it that happens that makes that experience so irresistible? In the sense of I just can't say no to it.
Yes.
We were talking about it with pornography and how many people use pornography to be able to push themselves beyond what we would think of as a normal response.
Uh-huh.
They can continue to have that those feelings and that experience over and over. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know that much about crack, but apparently that's the idea with that once you get started, that
uh-huh.
sensations of it are just something that a person, it just takes a superhuman effort to be able to say no to, because it's just so much better than any other experience they're going to have. Now, of course, it is better. It's, you know, it's along the lines of, well, it's not subtle. Let's put it that way. The thing that I always talk about with it is, you know, I have a piece of music that I love, and I listen to it, and then I decide it will be better if I turn it up.
Uh-huh.
Better if I turn it up. And then pretty soon, you know, I'm blowing out my eardrums.
Yes.
And actually, what I need to do is go in the other direction. If to enjoy it more, then the experience has to become more subtle, not
yes.
more gross.
Yes.
So looking at very closely at what is it exactly? Now, it's scary to people when I say something like this, because it's like, oh, this is the wrong thing. I need to stop doing this. I need to, you know, I need to get to a group. I need somebody to give me drugs. I need to stop doing this because this is proof that I'm a bad person. And I suspect that if we didn't believe that doing whatever this is made us a bad person, we wouldn't be so drawn to doing it.
Uh-huh.
So I just don't, I'm not supportive of that notion. I'm supportive of the one that says, I'm going to do this. I have great evidence that I'm going to do this. So what I need to be doing is pay really, really, really close attention to every single nanosecond of what goes on. Because in the process, somewhere is the... is it the linchpin? Is that the
yes.
You know, you're gonna see that split second of whatever it is that's holding this structure in place.
Yes.
And when that's revealed, the addiction is broken.
Yes.
Until then, there is no breaking it. You know, again, we could, you know, put ourselves on some kind of drugs or lock ourselves up, or, but that's not freedom.
Yeah.
And what we're going for here is liberation. I want to be free of this, not locked in one side of the duality. So it's, you know, once again, this is a path of heroes. You know, it's not for the squeamish or faint of heart.
Yeah.
And so I would really encourage that person to go right on ahead doing whatever is being done and paying really, really, really close attention to what the voices say, to what the sensations are, to what the emotion is, where the unconsciousness happens. You know, process mapping would be just incredibly helpful with this. You know,
yes.
Putting each split second of the movement on post-its and creating a map. You know, first this thought occurs to me, and I feel that, and then I feel that, and then I begin to do this, and then I think about that, and, you know, the voice says this, and I get talked into it, and then I think, oh, I shouldn't, and that, you know, write it down. Get it outside as something that... takes the mystery out of it, in the same way that there's no mystery for me in driving from the monastery to Murphy's.
Yes.
You know, I have done it thousands of times. I know, you know, every bush, tree, shrub, fence post, bump in the road, I know it intimately.
Yes.
And that's the way this person needs to get with this addiction in order to find freedom.
Yes. So that it's understood completely.
Understood completely. Seen from every angle. It's and there's no more unconscious draw. It's seen for what it is. And the what's revealed in that is what is behind it. So I go into a behavior because I believe it's going to give me something that I want, and what I really want is what I had before I went into that behavior. So I leave this moment of connection and well-being because it occurs to me I have a sensation in my body or whatever that says to me I want, I need whatever it is, and I go off in pursuit of that. And the promise, the unstated promise is that I will feel, I will have, I will be what actually I would feel and have and be if I were to just simply stay present with myself.
Uh-huh.
Completely present with myself. And so that, I mean, that's what's behind it. That's what we're going for. And, of course, the conditioning that wants this content of addiction is just going to scream bloody murder. You know, I don't want to be present. I want that.
Yes.
I want anonymous sex. I don't want to be present in the moment with you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And, you know, dealing with that is beginning to see it, you know, again, as we watch, we begin to see it for what it is. And the writer certainly has, you know, it is a setup for misery. And as soon as we catch on to that, then we are extremely willing to get to the bottom of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm always fascinated when you talk about it in those terms of being present and being connected, and then something comes up that draws us away with the unstated promise of being connected and fulfilled, and
yeah,
and we're leaving that to go get that.
Yes, and the way you phrase that makes it very clear that actually what prompts that conditioned reaction is that you already, for a split second, had what you want.
Yes.
So,
yes,
you know, there I am, and for a split second, I'm completely here. Well, that just sparks conditioning to say, oh, got to get out of here. Now, what you really want, what you really need, what's going to make you happy, what's going to fulfill you and make you satisfied is this thing. And that's a very, very subtle place. But if somebody is paying attention the way I'm encouraging this writer to pay attention, it's not going to be long before that is seen. And then the work, of course, is to stay.
Yes.
Yeah, to stay in the you know, it can look like a going back to, that's fine. I go back to that moment right before that conclusion was reached. There, that's what I really want.
Yes, yes. Fascinating.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Gray, and we're at the end of our second segment. We're going to break here for a couple minutes, and we'll be back with you soon. Coming up in our next and final segment of Open Air, we'll be taking your calls, responding to your email questions, and continuing our conversation on conscious, compassionate awareness. So keep it tuned here, and we'll be back with you in a couple of minutes.
Are you a health-conscious, motivated mom who wants to work part-time from home? Do you want to enhance your family's income, get out of debt, experience financial freedom, create a flexible schedule, set your own hours? These benefits are available to top performers of this 34-year-old, solid, stable company. www.lisastafford.com. Achieve personal wellness goals and make a difference in the lives of others. Receive coaching from the top achievers at this company. For more information, go online, lisastafford.com.
Hey, got a marketing department? Outsource it. Electronic Theater, a full-service multimedia ad agency, will animate your business. Still stuck with paper? Go digital. Engage your prospective clients with dynamic media, including voice, animation, video, music, and even virtual tours. Your interactive presentation illustrates who you are and what you do. Whether it's projected onto screens, handed out on CD with auto web link, or streaming from your website, multimedia will grab your client's attention and keep it there. Electronic Theater makes it simple. We are knowledgeable, experienced, friendly professionals, and surprisingly affordable. So get your message out to the world. Electronic Theater, spotlighting your business. Check out our services and low CD replication pricing at electronictheater.com or call us at 760-436-8449. Have a question or comment? To speak to our show hosts or guests during the live show, call in toll-free in North America, 877-514-7300.
And from elsewhere in the world, call 001-858-277-1444.
Welcome back. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. The phone lines are open here. The number is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 877-514-7300. Sherry, where are these callers?
I don't know. I can't believe after that conversation somebody doesn't have something to add to it. But maybe, you know, maybe they're just now dialing.
Maybe dialing right now.
Yeah, could happen.
I was thinking about, as I was thinking about the callers, of my experience of being in group and wanting to participate and not participating.
Uh-huh.
And, reasons about why I shouldn't contribute or, you know, my topic is not on the topic of discussion. And feeling left afterwards, you know, of course, self-hate starting in right afterwards about why didn't you share what was going on.
And it's the same voices that have been talking to you nonstop about, don't say anything.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good.
Good to catch on to. I was actually thinking about something similar after, I don't know, what the email or somebody who called in, but that notion that we have that, oh, you know, what I, my contribution is not that important, or, you know, nobody's going to notice if I'm not there. Nobody's going to care if I, you know, it's, you know, it's kind of that I'm nobody. You know, I'm just not essential to any of this. And I was just thinking where my life would be if the Buddha had felt that way.
Yes.
So he has this, you know, great, amazing series of life experiences, and then he just decides, yeah, but, you know, nobody really wants to hear about that.
Yes. Yes.
I'd be in a world of hurt. Or just so many. You know, what if Jesus had said, you know, this is too much, really. No, this is probably not going to end well. You know, I just want to get married and have a couple of kids or just down through the ages, the people whose participation has made a huge difference in our lives.
Yes.
And we don't know when we are going to be that for someone. You know,
yes.
We don't have to be that for everyone. I understand that that what I do in the world is not going to have the impact that Mahatma Gandhi had, or Martin Luther King Jr., or, you know, just any Mother Teresa. Okay, that's great. And I don't know when what I'm doing might not, however many negatives there are in there, I'm sorry, I got lost in my negatives. But at any point, something I say or do might be as meaningful to somebody as what one of those people said or did.
Yes.
And if nothing else, it might be that meaningful to me.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's important.
Yes.
You know, I just never tire of encouraging people to
participate.
To choose their hearts over that that conditioning that wants us to stay small and stay quiet and invisible and believing all of that. You know, you don't matter or nobody cares about you or You know, don't let anybody know what you're thinking or feeling, or you know, people don't really like you. They don't actually want you. You know, all that nonsense that people get into to believing.
Yes.
So very silly.
Yes.
In fact, somebody was telling me recently, he's a part of a very kind of a high-powered group of people that I'm not going to give the name of, because then everybody's going, really? But it's a pretty high-powered group of people. And they at the beginning of this gathering that they did, they had a, you know, an opportunity for people to talk about what was going on with them and, you know, what they were hoping to get out of the gathering and this sort of thing. And he said, to a person, what people talked about was feeling that they didn't belong, feeling
wow.
like everybody else belonged there. And,
wow.
But, you know, I don't.
Yes.
And you know, again, once we catch on to the fact that, well, that's a scam.
Yes.
You know, that's just a con job. That's yet another lie. That egocentric karmic conditioning puts forth to try to keep us in its grip, then, you know, we step out there and say, well, maybe, but I'm going to find out for myself.
Yes, absolutely.
What we find out, of course, is that there's definitely a place. Not only is there a place for us, but there's a huge need for us, for each one of us.
Yes, and as usual, our entreaties have produced some results. I'd like to welcome Diane from San Jose. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Good evening.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say what you're saying. I called in just when I had time to, and I caught you folks talking now about how, like, definitely I've been wanting to call and ask about this, but, of course, EKC was saying, no, you know, definitely don't call and talk about this.
Right. For reasons that we can't actually understand, or but just don't call and talk about
it. Yeah, well, that's another process. Maybe I'll talk about another time of how it talks me out of things I want to do. But what I wanted to talk about was, because I was hoping maybe I could get more clarity, is this process I have, well, with disappointment. And I've had a big disappointment a couple weeks ago, and I was, like, feeling crushed. So I really had my own workshop on disappointment.
Uh-huh.
And so I was feeling it, and it was, you know, just, like, intense. And then when it subsided a bit, I wondered how what the word for disappointment is in Spanish, because I like knowing everything in Spanish as well as English, and I didn't know it. So I looked it up. And when I looked up the word for disappointment, it blew my mind, because it was decepcionado, which seems like their word for the verb is sounds similar to our English deception.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, well, wow, maybe that's why I felt so upset, because someone promised me work who I liked working with, and it was like the best organization ever, and I was really counting on working. Well, not really. I didn't think so, but they promised me 3 times. And then when it came time to bring me back again, they said, oh, we don't have any work for you. And then I just felt crushed. So I thought, well, maybe I was feeling so strongly about it because I was deceived. And then I thought, well, maybe whenever I'm disappointed, there's a deception.
Right, in the sense that somebody says something and I make that mean something, and then
yeah.
I start believing my meaning and I think it's real and true, and it's not that.
You know, I'm not even aware of it, but it just seems like I get real excited about a lot of things. And then when things don't happen, mm-hmm. it's like, wow, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
And then not like a week and a half later, I went to talk to someone else about some work I'd really love to do, and it was like the best interview ever, because I work freelance. So I'm always, you know, pitching ideas, and sometimes people take them and sometimes not. So I left that interview so elated, I forgot where my car was.
Oh.
And I felt so good. I was so pumped up. And then it was like, wow, that seems like the other side. You know, and like both situations, elation and disappointment, it doesn't seem like I have control over it. It's just like this thing that I watch.
Well, and in both cases, I would say it is someone, again, it's somebody making up something about how things are or how they should be.
How they're going to turn out.
Yeah, and then really believing that rather than, now, wait a minute, I don't know that this is ever going to actually transpire. You know, it would be great if it did, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not thinking about it. So when someone said, oh, Diane, you know, you will come back and work for us and call me back at this time, and I do. So I didn't really think, oh boy, I'm going to work for these people. My life will be so great.
Right.
But then when they said no, I just felt really disappointed.
Yeah.
And then this other situation, I talked to someone, and, man, our conversation couldn't have gone better. And this guy's promised me, oh, I'd love to hear your stuff, and I'm going to do this, and that was your email, and I will call you back, and all this stuff. And I'll have you do this, and we pay this, and I think you can do this for us. And so then, so I was like, it wasn't like I was thinking, oh, boy, this is so great. I'm going to get all this stuff. I just felt elation.
Right, right. Well, the energy of that is so exciting, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of what you're doing is playing with possibilities. We could do this, and we could do this, and we could do this. This would be great. And, you know,
I wasn't thinking about it though. It was just sort of like a feeling. I'd like to work for these people, and and then him seeming so encouraging about it, I just felt all this elation.
Uh huh. Yes, because him being that way means these other things. They're not stated. They're not stated. But it in our system, it means that.
Yeah, I'm making it mean something.
Yeah. And then when we make it mean something, we believe that it's going to go that way. Yeah? So, I mean, we can only be disappointed if we have an idea about how something is going to be and it doesn't go that way, right?
Yes.
Sometimes
I feel like I'm so lucky I've had so many disappointments.
You're really practiced up?
Well, you know what? I saw this really great documentary about some people who joined together collectively, and they voted on everything. And one thing I was surprised about, this guy, one of the workers was saying, what's really great is we vote on everything, and what I found the most helpful is losing, because then you can get used to losing, and you just move on. You know, it's not such a crushing experience.
Yeah, well, I'm going to encourage you not to get used to losing, but to look closely at how you get set up to believe something is going to go a certain way.
Yes, the deception.
Yeah, the deception. That it's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, when I looked that word in the dictionary, I was like, wow, that's such a great lesson there.
Uh-huh.
That's such a great hint.
Yeah.
A clue.
Yeah.
So and I just feel like it's all like pouring gas on a fire, you know?
Yes. Well, and, you know, one of the things that we're not encouraged to do is to really enjoy something without attaching meaning to it or without thinking that that meaning is going to lead to something else. So if you could be there just really enjoying the conversation.
Yes.
Oh, wow, we could do this and this. And
yeah.
So great, and you're so excited. But inside you know, maybe nothing will come of this. I don't actually know.
Yeah,
certainly a good time.
Yes. Yeah, I've been to some great interviews and done some great pitches, and I decided, you know, there's a part of myself that enjoys going to these places and seeing and learning about them, and that can be enough.
Oh, yeah. And then if it works out with somebody, that's great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And, of course, we never know why. You know, so maybe you're single and you go out on a date with somebody, and you really like them, and it seems like they really like you, and you're talking about all the stuff you're going to do, and it's really going to be fun, and then you never hear from them again.
Mm-hmm.
You can never know why. Now, of course, what we do is run it past conditioned mind to explain to us what happened.
Yeah, and it always knows.
Story. Yeah, there's a perfect example of karma. Oh, well, it's because you're this way and this way and this way, or it's because the other person is this way and this way and this way. But in reality, we have no idea.
Yes.
Yeah. So with these people, you know, this fellow, he's all excited about this, and then maybe he got word that, and we don't have any money for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of saying that, you know, he goes to whatever he goes to, and then you're left to interpret what this means and how it's happened. Yeah. Yeah. It's an argument for staying in the present, isn't it?
Yeah, so I guess I hear you saying that it doesn't seem like I can consciously control the assumptions and planning and ideas around it, but just know that can kind of happen when elated about things.
Oh, yeah.
Or that I'm just always doing that.
And that it's fine to get elated. It's great to be elated. Mm-hmm. It's just believing that that means anything about the future could lead to, it could be a deception.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? And maybe that's why disappointment hurts so much, because I'm thinking it means something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. And that place that we're so conditioned to, where I can only be open to and accept and enjoy certain life experiences. So if I was hopeful of something and it doesn't happen, well, I don't want to have that experience.
Yeah, and I especially get crazy when someone promises me something.
Yeah.
And especially, like, I have, like, all these things around working because I love making money. And so when it's like, oh, that's not going to happen, then it seems like especially, like, loaded.
Well, that really hits the first chakra, right? I mean, that's a survival thing.
Wait, uh-huh.
I need money. You know, if I can't count on anything, if I don't know where money is coming from, what's going to happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's extremely loaded for most of us. And it's a huge spiritual movement to go from that kind of reaction to life to my experience is that I have always been all right. And
yeah.
where I really want to put my energy is not into making sure I get the job that I want or making X amount of money, but being all right regardless of circumstances.
See, that's why I like the freelance life, because this uncertainty, I love that about it.
Uh-huh. Somebody does.
Yeah, someone does.
Yeah,
because
somebody
then
else
it's like,
says, could we have a little less uncertainty once in a while?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's what I think is such a, it's like a, I understand now, I think, why people like extreme sports. It's almost like that's the rush. Of,
yeah.
Oh, man, I don't have anything. And it's like, well, okay. And then being through that and then finding things and, you know.
Yeah. Life on the edge.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Diane. You've been listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Another great show, Sherry.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Michael, let's do it again.
Let's do it again next Tuesday.
Okay. Thanks. Good night.
Thanks. Good night.